knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard points.
He's on the telephone.
Yeah, he's on the phone.
Phone.
Dean Richards.
Dean. The most singable song in the United States of America.
Probably of all time, wouldn't you agree?
Well, it's certainly headed that way.
Are you around town?
I am around town, right?
Yeah?
I am around town. Not officially on it. Well, I was. I guess I was on assignment, but I just finished a very important assignment.
Oh.
That I wish Bill could have been with me.
Oh,
for this very important assignment.
Me too.
What was it?
Maybe last night you saw in town singing the seventh inning stretch and throwing out the first pitch at Wrigley Field. Bill's favorite comedian, Kevin Hart.
Oh yeah,
in town, and he spent a little time with him this morning talking about his new movie. Called Night School with Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah.
And I would have paid any amount of money, Bill, for you to be able to sit in this interview.
Why? What
just
happened?
Just to watch you. Yeah. No, he was fine. You know, he was fine.
Yeah.
He was very, but, you know, very Kevin-y, which I like.
That makes
like
Bill
the
squirm.
Bunny.
Yeah.
I know. So that's what I, and also I know that Bill is extremely polite and extremely cordial.
Yeah. Most of the time.
And I would have paid any money in the world to watch you sit there and be polite and cordial when I knew really that it was making your skin crawl.
Yeah. But, Dean, you tell me, because everybody I know who knows Kevin Hart says nothing but good things, how much fun he is, how nice he is, and you're going to agree with that, right?
I am going to agree with it. I've interviewed him many, many times, and he's super nice to me. But let me just share this little story that might make you feel differently about him.
All right.
We did these interviews at a great school on the west side of Chicago, in the 900 block of Holman Avenue. Sorry, I'm forgetting the name of the school right now.
Did you do him there because he's an undercover fourth grader at that school?
Because he wanted to make sure that he was taller than somebody.
Right.
Cool. No, the movie is Night School, so they wanted to do the interviews at a school.
Oh.
So, we're at this school, and school is in session. There are kids in the hallway and kids outside, and there was this one adorable, I'm going to guess maybe 10-year-old, his name was Donald, because he's also a fan of the morning news, and he watches me on the morning news, and was so cute, saying how much he enjoys my reviews and blah blah blah. But they, one of the PR people said, "Would you like to meet Kevin?" And you would have thought, that this kid, was getting his life's dream wish.
Sure.
So just before I go in, the little Donald goes in. And is, it's like super nervous. Kevin is being so nice to this kid. So, and asking him what he wants to be when he grows up. And, you can accomplish anything. He was being so positive and so supportive to this kid. And, he's goofing around and making the kid laugh. And I just thought, he could have easily just taken a picture with the kid and called it a day.
Of course.
He spent 5-7 minutes with little Donald.
Oh, I like to hear that.
Being a really, really, really nice guy to this young man who's going to tell that story for the rest of his life.
Yeah. All right.
Kevin Hart was nice to him.
That's a good thing.
Does that change your mind?
Yes. Now I love Kevin Hart. You changed my mind, Dean.
How did he pitch when he threw out the first pitch?
Don't ask. It didn't go well.
It fell short of... let's just say it fell short a little
bit. All right. It didn't.
But just like little Donald, I was trying to be positive about it, and talking to him and encouraging him because, he should keep trying.
Yeah, right. Maybe a different position. Do they have a position called very shortstop in baseball?
These are not getting old at all. Jeez.
Really, they're just getting better with, like, wine. They're getting better with age.
Yeah, that's what it is. Dean and I are like Ernest and Julio Gallo, Wendy. Dean, we must ask you, Wendy and I were just discussing this. Norm MacDonald has had an interesting couple of days. Is he making the situation better or worse or what?
I think he might be making it worse.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Dean. He was, you know, defending Roseanne Barr and then went on to make a comment that was much like hers.
Yes. He did an interview the other day with the trade publication called The Hollywood Reporter, in which he said that he was glad that the Me Too movement was slowing down, and that he's been friends with Louis C.K. and Roseanne Barr for years, and is surprised at the lack of forgiveness against them, because unlike the victims of sexual abuse, they have suffered more. He said that they lost everything in a day because of the comments that they made, and the victims did not. So a lot of people felt the comments were incredibly insensitive. He took a beating on social media as a result of his comments. And later in the day, his appearance that was supposed to happen on The Tonight Show that night was canceled because of those comments. And then later on that evening, he apologized, saying that he didn't mean to make it sound like he was being insensitive to victims of sexual abuse, the comments were not intended that way, and he apologized. So then the next day, which would now be yesterday, he goes on Howard Stern's show to continue his apology tour, but he goes on the Howard Stern show, reiterates what he says, and says that he was misunderstood with his original comments, and that anybody would know that a victim of sexual abuse has gone through a lot. His words, you'd have to have Down syndrome not to understand what sexual abuse victims have gone through. So now people in the developmental disabilities community are up in arms saying that he's being insensitive to people who have Down syndrome and other developmental disabilities. So he's gone from, you know, making a foolish statement to insulting all kinds of different groups. He was on The View today. I don't know what he said, and I'm confident that he probably wound up offending somebody else today on The View. I don't know.
All accounts say, we read some transcripts from Entertainment Weekly, from their online service, and he seemed to be more genuine and apologetic and a little shell-shocked. I hope this is fixed, Dean, because I love him. I think he's so talented.
I do too.
I want this to be fixed.
Yeah, I do. I do too. It's tough when you're a comedian and, you know, you're bringing up important social issues. He might have been better off to, you know, just stay away from, those kinds of things. He's a clever guy. He's a smart guy.
Yeah.
Honestly, I was a little surprised that he did, you know, not be able to think through some of the things that he was saying, because I don't think he meant anything with malice. He just, you know, kept picking extremely unfortunate words to express how he was feeling.
That's so true. All right, that's Dean Richards. We're going to find out what movies are coming out this weekend. Stick around, Bill and Wendy, WGN.
We're chatting with Dean Richards. Movies that are opening. There's one that's coming that I saw the preview for, or the trailer for, last night, and I really want to see it. White Boy Rick.
With Matthew McConaughey, it's the latest in his gallery of incredibly flawed characters that he is so good at. If you go through the Matthew McConaughey filmography and look at some of the characters that he's created, from Dazed and Confused to Dallas Buyers Club, for which he won an Academy Award, and Magic Mike, and the list just goes on and on. He is the master of reinventing really weird, oddball characters. A lot of actors, you know, play the same roles all the time. Matthew McConaughey does not do that, I think. And he does, his role in this movie is as the father of a Detroit teenager who is, turns out to be an arms dealer and major Detroit drug runner all before the age of 18. He's the father of his son, who was nicknamed White Boy Rick by the drug dealers that he works with, and a daughter. He is just a quintessential dysfunctional father. And the story is this true story about his son, who was played by a young actor named Richie Merritt. Richie Merritt has never been in a movie before. He's never done theater. He's never done any acting whatsoever. I talked with him last week when I was at the Toronto Film Festival. And what happened was he was late for school. He got in some trouble at school, was sent to the principal's office, and was sitting in the principal's office waiting to get, you know, detention or, you know, something happened to him. And while he happened to be sitting there, there was a casting agent who was meeting with the principal who saw him and liked his look, and they were going to be doing some auditions in for roles in this movie anyway, but saw this kid who got sent to the principal's office, and they did further testing with him and, you know, further on-screen auditions, and the kid got the role. He got the role co-starring with Matthew McConaughey because he got sent to the principal's office. It's an amazing story.
And a good lesson for the kids, Dean.
That's a dream come true.
Yep.
It is a good lesson for the kids. If you misbehave in school,
you'll get a movie.
You get sent to the, something could happen if you, you know, completely ignore authority and don't pay attention to your studies.
Yep.
So anyway, he gets the role, and he's actually quite good in this movie. Maybe he's playing himself in the movie. I don't know exactly, but it's a dark and somber and gritty movie about this family and this kid's spiral downward. All, as I say, a true story. This is one of these movies. I wish the movie itself had held together a little bit better, but this is one of these movies where individual parts of the movie are much better than the movie itself. McConaughey is great. This young Richie Merritt is great. There are lots of individual performances that are great, but the writing of the story, I think, is a little bit weak. The direction of the film is a little bit weak. It's very dark and very depressing. It's kind of violent as well. So I wound up giving it just a Dean's List C on that one.
That's White Boy Rick. The Predator, now, is it a remake or a reboot? What goes on with The Predator?
It is, I would say, like a continuation of the saga. Mm-hmm. It's you don't really have to have seen any of the other Predator movies to understand what's going on, but if you do, there are all sorts of little references and Easter eggs along the way for fans of this franchise that's been around since 1987. The monsters are back. They are smarter than ever. They are stronger than ever. And a little boy accidentally triggers their return to Earth. The little boy is played by Jacob Tremblay. I don't know if you know his name, but if you saw the movie Room a couple of years ago, he was the adorable little boy in that movie. He's now 11 years old and is still very, very charismatic. The movie, unfortunately, is just a mishmash, a hectic collection of fast cuts and explosions. And there really is, you know, the story is completely secondary. If ever there's been, if ever there was a movie that worked so hard to distract you away from the fact that there really is not much of a story to tell, this is it. It distracts you with every, you know, theatrical trick that it possibly can. And it's just like they threw everything at the wall and left it in the movie anyway. I was completely disappointed with it, and I wound up giving it a Dean's List D.
If we can, Dean, I was hoping for more from Predator, but that's okay. If we can, really quickly, A Simple Favor, very fast.
Is the best movie of the weekend.
Yeah.
It's directed by Paul Feig, who normally gives us sort of like romantic comedies and lighter fare.
Yeah.
He directs Blake Lively and Anna Kendrick and Henry Golding, who is the lead actor in the movie Crazy Rich Asians, in this movie that starts off like a kind of a girlfriend comedy. It's very witty and very smart, and evolves into this very clever film noir-like murder mystery. It's done so well. It's acted so well. This one is the movie that you want to see this week. A simple favor, give it a Dean's List B+.
Excellent. Excellent. Dean, thanks so much. Always fun to talk to you. Hope you have a great weekend.
I'm going to bring Kevin Hart by the station so all three of us, all of us can go have lunch
all right.
together.
I'm
invited
to
you,
Wendy. I'm fine with that. Thank you, Dean. Take care.
See you guys.
Thanks,
Bye.
Dean.
I'm not doing it.
I know.
I'm not doing it.
I'll go for you.
All right. Well, a quick break, and then we'll close things off. Stick around, Bill and Wendy, WGN.
And the stories that matter coming up with Jen DeSalvo from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here at WGN Radio.